Okay, Tov. Just a quick review of the laws of making siyums during the 9 days. We know that during these days we don't drink wine, we don't drink meat. But there's an exception. If it's a studus mitzvah, then the halacha is you can't have meat and wine. So what's a studus mitzvah? It could be a brit milah, pidyon ben. Even when someone finishes a masechet, that too is considered a studus mitzvah. It comes from the Gemara where Abaya, who was very poor actually, finished a masechet, whatever that meant back then, and he went and got food for the whole yeshiva. So we learn from here that it's considered a happy day. We usually don't even say tachanun on that day if someone finishes a masechet. The question is, what exactly do you make a siyum on? So certainly a masechet of Gemara, that counts, or a seder of Mishnayis, like all of Nashim, and even a book of Nach, like Sefer Bereishis, many rabbis say that too you can make a siyum on. However, you really have to learn it in depth. So like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you need to learn it with a parish, like Rashi or Ramban or something like that. It can't just be like a quick run through in order to be yotze. On that note, most of the poskim are really not cool with someone specifically timing his siyum to be during the 9 days, or just like speeding it up super fast just to finish it and make a siyum during the 9 days. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein was lenient in camp settings. Orally, he said that it's okay for, let's say, the Rosh Yeshiva to make a siyum and then to invite the whole camp because they're like part of his family for that summer. So it's not too artificial. And I've heard it brought down in the name of Baba Terebi that during these days it was Sinas Chinam, which got the base of Midas destroyed. So how do we fix it? Ava Chinam, more light, more Torah learning. So to make a siyum dafka during the 9 days and then to invite your friends and anyone who you're connected to the siyum is like the tikkun during these 9 days. And so at least you have one rabbi that seems to be supportive of the practice of making these siyums during the 9 days. So if you have a specific question, you should obviously ask your rabbi. But definitely, we're all pro avat chinam. It's a good thing for everyone. Go ahead.